is the outgoing Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President, Lisa Peterson. Madam President, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, it's been, we were talking before you went on the air. Today is your last day.
My official last day of work. Dun, dun, dun.
So it's kind of a sad day, but at the same time, I mean, it's a happy day because we're all rooting for your future.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's one of those bittersweet days, I think.
Let's go back. Let's start off with... When you started off by taking over the CVB, the Convention Visitors Bureau, and that's been a number of years now.
Yep. I started in 2015 as the Director of Tourism and loved that role so much. We formed the Mini Road Trip Partnership during that with Faribault and Owatonna.
And the nice station wagon?
And we got our station wagon. Yep, I've been all over the place in that thing. And it smells just like you think it would.
Day-old bass.
It's, you know, it's walleye. It's kind of gross. But yeah, but she's a beaut. But yeah, we won some awards for our marketing efforts here in Northfield and in the region. And I'm really proud of some of the things that we were able to do.
Now, that eventually grew into, the CVB has always been, I guess there's been an administrative tie with the chamber, is that?
Yep.
Yeah, so, and then the chamber president, after Todd retired, it was available and you got the job.
I got the job, yeah. So that was exciting too. That was in February of 2019. So we had a really great year and then we had a pandemic. I don't know if anybody heard of that. Probably not. But yeah, that was kind of a thing
for a while. So you've been here for about 3 years as the chamber president. And that has been three eventful years. You woulda, coulda, shoulda. We would love to have not had that pandemic and see what you could have done. But that created some challenges that you and the staff really had some pretty good answers for.
Yeah, we did a lot of brainstorming in those early days of the pandemic. And again, I'm really proud of the things that we were able to accomplish with our gift card store that we had. We sold, I can't remember, I know we sold like $68,000 worth of chamber bucks in 2020, which is unheard of. So people were really shopping local and really supporting our businesses. And that was really, really nice to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk about some of the accomplishments that you've had. I guess what's impressed me is just the buy-in from the business community. You seem to, help really keep the business community occupied and engaged with each other and with the chamber.
We try. We have a lot of different programming that we've developed over the years and we've enhanced. And one of the great things, I think, about the pandemic is it showed people how much we really need each other. With the digital age, we were all sort of, we're all on our phones all the time and kind of in our own spaces. And once we weren't allowed to be in each other's spaces anymore, it showed how important that aspect of life really is to us. And so it's really nice that our business owners and people can come together again and meet with each other and network with each other and see each other face to face. That's a really, really important part of businesses, building relationships.
Absolutely. And building them not only through business, but outside of business, just in the social functions and such. Get to know people for who they are, because really, I mean, we're all friends and neighbors here. We're all Northfielders or certainly live in the close proximity of Northfield.
Yep. You're going to see them at the grocery store or your kids might have sports together or something like that. So it's good to kind of get to know people and get to know who you're doing business with.
Now, let's talk about what you'll be doing. You're working at the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, and that's a long commute.
I know. Not the Gateway Arch, silly head.
It's got a gateway. There's a gateway involved in that thing.
It's the Twin Cities Gateway Visitors Bureau.
Okay.
And it is a combination of 10 different cities, kind of on that northern suburb tier. It comprises of 25 different hotel properties, and I will be the marketing services director. So I'm going back to tourism.
Back to tourism.
Back to my first love.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't know what that entails, but I guess it entails marketing and tourism.
It's marketing and tourism. So I'm really excited. I've known of the Twin Cities Gateway, their staff, for a long time. I've looked up to them. And I'm really honored for the opportunity to get to work and dip my toe in a different market for a while.
All right. The people that are involved with that organization right now, you're familiar with them. You've known them probably from different visitors conventions.
Yep.
and such, and workshops and things like that.
Yep. And I've served on boards with them, and yep, been to conventions and listened to them speak, and just really, really dynamic team there. So I'm excited.
So what about Northfield? Are you leaving Northfield high and dry?
No.
Are you Lisa-less from here on out?
No. I'm still going to be in Northfield. You can't get rid of me that easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be around. I'll just be lurking in the shadows. No, I'm just kidding. I will be lurking, though. But no, Jane Barthow has been named interim president, and I'm so excited for her to have this opportunity. And she's done such tremendous work. She works so hard, and she's just amazing. And I really think that we're really lucky to have her here.
I agree with you 100% on that. Jane has done such a wonderful job. She's the one behind all the events.
Yes.
That's the driving force behind a lot of those, does a lot of the legwork and everything. And she's done just a wonderful job. And we'll be able to see that again next week.
Yes,
with
the Home and Garden show. Yep.
Are you going to be there at the Home and Garden show?
I'm going to come to the Home and Garden show, because after this many years of going to it, I can't miss it. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be the biggest, best one yet.
So are you going to be hanging around wanting me to interview you the whole time?
Probably.
Is Jane's the one now?
I know. I'm going to have to, I have to give up my crown.
just joking. Well, Lisa, we wish you the very best in your future. Thank you so much for your time here, and we wish Jane Barthow the best as she embarks on the interim president.
Yep.
Of the chamber duties. So thank you so much for being such a good friend with KYMN Radio, and we're going to miss Chamber Chat.
Yes, well, Jane is going to be on Chamber Chat next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to her and Rich, I guess, and you, if you're going to continue the series. But I'm sure there's room someplace around there for it.
The Chamber's always welcome at KYMN Studios.
Thank
here.
You.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Peterson, once again, the outgoing president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And we will miss her. But once again, Jane Barthow will be in, and we'll be talking with her in Chamber Chat next week.